This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1430, Grammar Day. We appreciate your asking tough questions.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. Today, we answer a high-level question from Fabrice. Should you say, we appreciate your listening, or we appreciate you listening? Find out today and get all of the things you should consider when you choose to use the right grammar.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Excellent, Michelle. How are you doing? What's going on?
I'm good. I saw Hamilton over the weekend. I don't know if our listeners, if you haven't heard of Hamilton, in the past 5 years, it's been like the biggest Broadway show there is. Mm-hmm. And it's about Alexander Hamilton. And it's it was a show that was basically, people were paying like $1,000 to see this show.
Wow.
So I was not going to do that, but they recently came out with a version on TV, and that was much cheaper.
You mean $1,000 was the price to get a Broadway ticket? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, I mean, that much?
Oh my gosh. Jeez.
I mean, that was like what things were going through. I heard of people spending $700. My friend, she saw it like very early on, and she spent more like $400.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, it was super expensive. So there was no way I was spending that.
Yeah, for sure.
So, but instead, I did watch it on TV, and now I have all the songs stuck in my head, and the music is really, really incredible. So yeah, that's something that I did.
That's awesome. I remember when, there was that whole wave of Hamilton stuff going on. Everyone was talking about it, going to Broadway to see it. I mean, Broadway is not really happening as much right now, I guess. Things have changed. So I might stream it too. So we'll see. Maybe we can do an episode about it at some point, because Hamilton was a very interesting figure, wasn't he?
Yes. Oh yeah. You learn a lot about him, and it's like in a really, really fun way. Like, so if like, sometimes I feel like people might hear about like, oh, a play about history. If you're not into history, you might think, I don't know, but it's done in such a good way. Oh. And the music is just really, really fun. And so,
sounds awesome. And history is awesome. The older I get, the more I realize I'm fascinated by history.
Me too. Isn't that funny? It's like that. It makes me think of that quote. What is it? Youth is wasted on the young. because Dan and I were just talking about like, in history class when I was like in grade school or whatever, I really didn't care.
And
now I'm like, oh man, I would love to be in a history class.
completely, because now I want to do the historical tours when I go places. I want to stop and read plaques and learn what happened, and just like going into a building and kind of touching a brick wall and thinking this was here in the 1800s or the set, you know, it's amazing. It's really amazing. So that's cool.
Funny.
I'm glad you got to see that,
it's
Michelle.
Funny how your taste changes as you get
it
older.
Really
I feel that.
Yeah.
Today, Lindsay, we have a really, really great, interesting question from Fabrice.
Yes.
And we love Fabrice over here. So Lindsay, you want to tell us a little bit about Fabrice and read his question?
So thank you to Fabrice. Fabrice joined our Boston event, live immersion event, back in 2018, in October of 2018. And he really kind of just jumped into the experience and gained a lot of confidence, and has been having a lot of success with his English since then. But he has some very high level questions, which we always appreciate.
yeah, definitely. I like the questions that make me think. Like, it's really good. It's really good. So thank you, Fabrice, for that question.
Good stuff. So why don't I just go ahead and read the question? We're talking about grammar here. So roll up your sleeves, Michelle. Let's get ready. And here's the question, guys. So Fabrice says, my question is very specific and grammar oriented. I noticed around me and in movies or TV shows that sometimes people use the structure I plus verb plus possessive plus gerund plus compliment. For example, I appreciate your coming to my place versus the structure that I would have used. I appreciate that you came to my place. Is there any nuance between the two sentences or is mine incorrect? I would appreciate your giving me an answer. LOL. So he corrected himself at the end of the message. I love it. I love it. All right. This
yeah,
is good
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. I like that little joke. That's a good one for Bree. So yeah.
Yeah. And then he did also mention something else, Michelle. What is he requesting in terms of the type of content that he wants to see on All Ears English in the future?
Well, Fabrice mentions that he likes when, like, for example, I go on IELTS or and Jessica and Aubrey are over here and we kind of switch.
Yeah.
We switch all around, right? So we like to mix things up a little bit. And he mentions, he says, I think it would be great to have the four of you on the same podcast at the same time. Maybe one day you can give it a try and record a special all together. So it's really funny that he mentioned that, Lindsay. Why?
Yeah, he read our minds. So guys, we are working on something very special where you are going to get a chance to hear all four of us in a conversation with a lot of, you know, interruptions, crosstalk, very real native conversations, right? So that we want to take your listening to that next level. Maybe you understand Michelle and I speaking, you know, 90% of the time, but what happens when you add two more people and you have a heated, debate-worthy topic, right? Where things are going fast. So guys, just keep your eyes open for this opportunity. It's going to come up this fall and I want you to be ready for it. So it is coming. Get ready.
Awesome. I can't wait. Yeah, that's going to be so much fun. Okay, guys, so look out for that. So, all right. So let's get into Fabrice's question. So it's a very advanced question.
Yeah.
I mean, so let's talk about, he's asking about if you can say, I appreciate your coming to my place or I appreciate that you came to my place. So what do you think?
Yeah, well, I like both, right? I appreciate your coming to my place. It sounds very smart and high level. What do you think, Michelle?
Yeah, I agree that it is smart and high level. I don't know which one I would use. I guess it depends. But I mean, is Fabrice's example wrong? I appreciate that you came to my place. Is that wrong?
No, I think that's good. No. I think that's okay too. So you know, there are a couple places, things you can say here, a couple different constructions you can use, Fabrice, but there are some that you don't want to use or that natives would use, but they use it incorrectly. And we're going to show you those too to be aware. Yeah,
definitely. So one of the things that this made me think of is a lot of times people say, oh, is it okay to say, I appreciate your coming or I appreciate you coming my place or whatever. So that's kind of where the direction we're going to take this episode in, because I think this would be really helpful for our listeners. So, and we're going to still talk about appreciate that you came and things like that. So we are going to dive into this. So all right, we're going to go over some of the basics today. So if we're talking about the difference between I appreciate your coming to my place, and what if, I mean, can I say I appreciate you coming to my place?
Well, if you ask your average native speaker, then yes. But if you ask your average grammar teacher or grammarian or just someone who kind of pays attention to these things, they would say no, because again, a common mistake that natives make, and you could say it and you'd probably get away with it just fine. But we want to give you the right stuff here, guys. So instead of saying, I appreciate you coming to my place, you should say, I appreciate your coming to my place, especially if we're talking about something that happened in the past. Right.
Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be the past, but appreciate that you appreciate the thing, the actual thing.
The thing. So that thing is, that becomes what? A noun, right?
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So with the ing, right? So I appreciate your coming to my place. There we have it in the gerund form. So this is what Fabrice was asking about, this possessive and the gerund. So you would want it to be your and not you, because it's turned into a noun, right? So we want to have the possessive. So if we say, I appreciate you coming to my place, that's more of a focus on the actual person. But we're not even talking about that right now. That's not really what this is about. What it's about is that we want to use the possessive.
Yeah, the thing, right? So you're saying, I appreciate X,
right? I appreciate exactly. this thing, right? And so right. don't get confused by the fact that there's a you there, right? So you're not starting a new sentence and saying the subject and the verb. You're saying, I appreciate this noun, this thing that happened.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So that's a good way right. to think about it.
Exactly. And like Lindsay was mentioning, and I think this is an important point. I mean, I'm sure I'm guilty of it as well. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that I might have said, oh, I appreciate you coming to my place. I appreciate you doing this. I'm sure that I have.
Yeah.
Just because it is very conversational. So you will hear that. And, mm-hmm. you know, again, you have to think about how important is it to you to be completely grammatically correct. We want to let you know that the correct way to do it would be to say, I appreciate your, mm-hmm. however, you'll hear it out. And that, you know, that gets into a larger conversation of like what,
yeah.
you know, how correct do we want to be? Do we need to be? Mm-hmm. Obviously we want to speak and follow the rules, but it's yeah. kind of a fine line, and you want to also be natural, but I guess yeah. it's a personal decision.
Yeah, we could get into another episode on this,
that's
Michelle, about
thing.
The idea of like language matching, grammar matching, depending on the context, who you're around. Because
right.
I definitely have the thoughts going through my head. It's something like this. The thought might go through your head. Do I want to say this correctly, or do I want to say this like everyone around me says
yes.
it? Right? And that's a reality of language and connection. And so you kind of have to decide in that moment. But that's a really interesting topic, Michelle, that we could talk about another
yeah,
time.
Yeah, that one we could go on for a while. So, but this kind of goes into that, because I would hear people say, I appreciate you, right?
Yeah,
so, yeah, but definitely I even feel funny saying you're. Like, I feel
yeah,
like I'm
too.
The queen
that's what I'm
or
saying.
Something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel and it's educated people, right? People like, I mean, my friends have master's degrees. They're educated, right? But
yeah.
they're still saying these things. So it's not about
right.
education level so much.
No,
okay?
no. It's just about what's said out in the wild.
out in the wild. On the street.
Yeah. Exactly.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen, and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
So, all right, well, let's give a few more examples, Lindsay. So we'll okay. do another one with appreciate. So, mm-hmm. all right, this one is, I appreciate your swimming in the correct area.
Yeah.
So
okay.
mm-hmm. I'm imagining maybe like, you know, a lifeguard. I don't know that a lifeguard would speak in such
yeah.
in such a way, but mm-hmm. this would be correct, right? Like, or a mother to a child, like, oh yeah, I appreciate you're swimming in the right area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And again, this could be asking someone to do something in the future, right? Like, this is mm-hmm. a command, or it could also be that you already did it, right? Like, you swam in the correct area, and I appreciate that you've done that.
Right. So that second example, and this is more of what Fabrice was talking about, would mm-hmm. be, I appreciate that you swam in the correct area.
Yeah.
He's asking about the nuanced differences. To me, it almost sounds like this one is definitely in the past,
mm-hmm.
and while the other one, it could
yeah.
vary.
Yeah, it could vary. It could be a command for the future, for today, if you're going to go swimming, or it could be that you've already done it and that was great. Another way you might say it for the future would be, I would appreciate your swimming in the correct area, right? I would
yeah.
appreciate. Yeah, but that's another episode for another day, guys.
Yeah, or I would appreciate if you swam in the correct
yes.
area. But
oof.
Yeah, lots of different constructions that we could do here. But yeah, that's kind of a big nuance. I appreciate that you swam in the correct area. That's past, like
mm-hmm.
it already happened.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yes. Okay. What else do we have to know here, Michelle? We're really digging into the nuances.
All right. So again, let's just go into one different example. So if I say, my friend's dancing is mm-hmm. amazing.
Yes.
That's kind of like going along with this, right? This ing. Yeah. Right? I wouldn't say my friend dancing is amazing. Yeah. Just to give another example of like why. The I might, but it would sound, it would have kind of a different meaning. And that's not what we're going for.
Yeah. So you're kind of pointing towards what this possessive actually looks like, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
So, all right. Let's just do a couple more examples with some different verbs. So we've done, I appreciate. So let's take another one. What about with celebrate, Lindsay?
Okay. So someone just won an award. Okay. So this is something you're talking about that already happened. Mm-hmm. We should celebrate your winning the award. Okay. Mm-hmm. So great. So another example, using that possessive, making it a gerund, making it a noun, and you're celebrating the thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. You're not so much celebrating this person, you're celebrating the event, the thing.
Yeah. The thing that happened.
Yes.
Right. Exactly. And in Fabrice's way, it could be, we should celebrate that you won the award, and that's fine too.
Yeah. Or I might put in there, just to make it flow a bit better, we should celebrate the fact that you won the award. I might say something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That sounds good too. Mm-hmm. What about with dislike? That's another one.
Yeah. She dislikes his wasting so much food. And again, it sounds weird, right? It does sound weird.
It sounds so weird, but it's right.
Yeah. Or what would be the other way if we want to use that word?
I could say she dislikes that he wasted so much food.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And this first one, she dislikes his wasting so much food. It could be a habit, pointing towards a habit, or it could be something that already happened in the past.
Right.
So it's kind of flexible, the timestamp on these things, in terms of with this first example, using this possessive gerund form, guys. Yeah.
Right. Whereas the second example, she dislikes that he wasted so much food. Yeah. That to me, it's like, oh, maybe it was a one-time thing. Like maybe they had a party and then he threw out all the stuff and she got upset, right?
Yeah.
But the other one, like Lindsay said, to me sounds like it could be a habit. Like he does it a lot.
Yeah, cool. Awesome. All right.
Let's do another one.
Okay. All right. Please excuse my sleeping during the meeting. Again, sounds strange. Hello?
Yeah. No. I was saying, my sleeping during the meeting. That's
Oh my gosh, that's bad. No one falls asleep during our meetings at All Ears English.
No, of course not. So excuse my sleeping during the meeting, right? Mm-hmm. So you're excusing this thing.
Yes, right. Or so what's another example, Michelle, here?
Well, with Fabrice, we wouldn't say, please excuse that I slept during the meeting.
Yeah, that's a little awkward.
Awkward. So it doesn't always work, guys. So some verbs might sound more natural than others. I might say I would probably say, please excuse me for sleeping during the meeting. Maybe that's how I would say it.
Yeah. So a lot of these have different ways to say the same thing, and you do need to worry about the constructions in those other ways, guys. So there's not one clear and simple way to translate these into another sentence for all of them. They're all different. Okay.
Right. Awesome. Yeah. So guys, I mean, the main thing here with these constructions is to think about the grammar, to know the grammar, and think of how and when you're using this idea of, does it matter? Is it conversational? Are you in writing? I mean, so for example, in writing, of course, you are going to want to use that your and the gerund, right?
Or
the
right? Emailing, for example, right?
Right. Exactly. So when are you doing this? Like, do you want to kind of relax a little bit with your friends and it doesn't really matter? And so you don't want to think about it, right? Yeah. But I mean, if you're learning this for the first time, I mean, my recommendation is to learn it the right way.
And on the IELTS exam too, you want to learn it correctly.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. That's the thing. So we have to think about, when are we using this? So, you know, we teach you multiple ways, even the way that isn't technically correct, because you're going to hear it and then you'll know, okay, that's what this is. Yeah. Right. But again, you have to decide how this is going to apply to your own life.
Yeah. And coming back to your goals for language, our goal is connection, not perfection. So in the end, we don't need to lose sleep over this, but we do want to know the right way and choose when to use it. So that's the good thing. And I mean, the cool thing about this conversation, hearing multiple voices in one conversation, is that you get to hear natives use these things and see how they use it. Right. So guys, keep your eyes open, like I said, for a new opportunity coming up soon around hearing multiple voices on these episodes. Right. And we'll let you know about that soon. Okay, cool.
Okay, perfect. Sorry. I have a reminder from my... So, Alexa, I don't want to say her name. Hey, Alexa, stop. I don't know what just happened. I think something got delivered. Gosh. Anyway, it happens.
All right. What's the takeaway, Michelle?
And the takeaway for today is this is tricky stuff, guys. And I mean, really, to be honest, there's a lot more we could do with this question. But we gave you some of the basics for today. Mm-hmm. Observe what do people use in conversations? And, you know, we talked about what's right, what's wrong, what sounds funny, what doesn't. Yeah. But the main thing, like Lindsay said, is don't let this trip you up or make you nervous. It does come back to connection, not perfection.
Yes, totally, Michelle. I'm glad that we attacked this question. I want to say thank you to Fabrice for this high-level question. And guys, challenge us. Send us your high-level questions for the podcast. Send it to lindsay@allearsenglish.com and we will do our best to answer it on the show. All right?
Perfect. Great.
Okay, Michelle, this has been fun. Thanks for putting this together.
Definitely. Thanks, Lindsay. Bye, guys.
All right, take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.